Everyone listens to music in their car. But in a lot of cases, you can't upgrade your radio. And the signal that comes out of these factory head units really isn't that great. So here are some options that you can use as a source. Let's say you want to use your phone. You could buy a device that would let you connect your phone directly to your DSP. And for $110, the Topping D10 is a great option. You'd basically take a digital coaxial cable, plug it directly into your DSP, and plug it right into the Topping D10. Then you'd plug a USB into the back of the device and plug it directly into your phone. Another option is getting a DAT player. These DAT players can range from a couple $100 to a couple thousand. But if you're just using the digital output on these devices, it does not matter. On this unit, the 3.5mm jack is the digital out. And that's the cable I have right here. It has an RCA connection on the one side that plugs in down here, and the other end has a 3.5mm jack, and that plugs directly into the DAT player. And well, if you're somebody that hates cables, you could go with Bluetooth. If you have a Helix DSP, you can get their HEC Bluetooth card for around $150, and I'll let you in on a little secret. The quality difference isn't as big as you'd think. In fact, most people on certain recordings probably can't even tell the difference. Because at the end of the day, speaker location, the application, the install, and the tuning matters a lot more.